location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
This is the 1st of July, Saturday, Central London. It's an anti-government demonstration just in Regent Street. It's just started moving off from BBC at Horton Place. Me and Martin of the information just got here to the demo. We're just standing on the traffic islands at the moment, having a look, and wrestling with the sound levels. It's always hard to record these sort of things. There's usually a load of cameras around. It's kind of an all-topic demo, usual kind of left-wing socialist stuff. There's some other things, Grenfell on some Socialist Party banners. There's an EU flag, rather strangely, and union stuff. A lot of it's the usual thing you expect, but it's all looking very good. What do you think, Martin, so far?
Yeah, it's a lot of energy here. Good numbers. It's always hard to tell when you're on the ground, though.
Yeah.
I suspect a few thousand, but they keep coming. Yeah, mostly a mix of Tories out and Capitalism Kills banners, which is linked to Grenfell. Picture of the Grenfell Tower, burnt out tower. That seems like a popular banner.
I'm guessing it turned into blue and orange on Photoshop for some strange reason. I don't know if that symbolises something. This demo was called before the general election, I think, by John McDonnell. So it was before Grenfell happened. It was already called
Communist
Stand Up to Racism, pink and black and white banners.
Saw an EU flag as well. Yeah, lots of different parties here, different agendas, different. It's all mixed. It's all. But the thing is I guess there's a common interest here, which is. Yeah. Anti-Tory.
This is just moving past us now. Chant is Grenfell, but it does seem to be all sorts of groups involved. I think it's kind of bring your own banner and kind of add your own topic to the day. Hope over here, banner there, handwritten. I like the handwritten ones, they're always really sincere. A lot of them are pre-printed and, you know, can be a bit generic, but yeah, I love when you get the amateur banners written on a sheet. That
yeah,
seems
looking out for more of those. I haven't seen many, actually. They all seem mass-produced.
Yeah, we do. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, mate. We'll catch up with you a bit later on in this event. We're not recording it as such. There'll be a lot of speakers. We may get a snitch of that. But I'm mainly covering the atmosphere, really, today. Just marking it as a maybe not a historical event. This might be going a bit far, but certainly as a big event in the calendar of what's been happening this year. Well, it's about an hour later, me and Martin are walking along in the march, we're at Piccadilly Circus, and there's a red smoke flare with bubbles going through it as well at the same time. Rather nice image.
You can't just today, but of course we cancel it to be part of this demonstration. But if you want to come here and say a few words, if you
some advertising event there. I couldn't quite catch what it was. It's passing the women of World War II memorial. It's guarded by police and quite dense here down Whitehall.
Tories out, Corbyn in! Tories out, Corbyn in!
Tories out! There's quite a fireman over there just standing up.
We've got a fireman, yeah, it's good to see.
Tories out! Tories out!
Just literally just outside Downing Street by the Black Gates, about 20 feet away from me. There you go, there's the chant. just outside the gates.
Out, out, out.
The scaffolding, yeah, it's hard to recognise at the moment. The gates are what you recognise, really.
Hey? I'll get a picture of you holding the EU flag.
No, we better move on.
Get the Tories out! 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 Get the Tories out!
Good job. All right.
Magic money tree is being referred to, yeah, quite a nice hand drawn banner.
You've made your point.
Oh, sorry, let's sit down. We had a bit of a sit down, we just got up. There's a policeman in the middle, he's going to make an announcement. Please, you take to move on now, you'll get nicked. So.
Is that all they can afford? We need to shake the magic money tree to get a few.
It's like a lone police liaison officer. That takes some courage to do what that guy did, to be fair. It's odd that they sent one guy out, but he's just politely asking people to move on, I think.
The main thing about it is that you get so many cameras now, because they're digital, you get whole walls of cameras with pointers. That year, when you're sitting down, it's almost a stunt for the cameras, really. I find it quite strange from a social point of view. It's a new form of behaviour. I literally got clobbered by an EU flag there. You may have heard it hit the microphone. I've come to the square by Parliament and his speaker. It's 3:05 on Big Ben. We're right close to the back of the stage here, you can hear the sound very well. I just bought a book of the Communist Party. It had an interesting cover about the Clintons. It seemed to be edging on maybe not conspiracy stuff, but alternative issues, so I got that. Then they said they're not capitalists and tried to sell me another 3 books. So I said thanks, that's the one I want. That's always the way at these events. Oh, there he is. We've got Jeremy Corbyn on this very microphone. Jeremy Corbyn's looking out of the truck and doing a thumbs up.
Put your hands together for Jeremy Corbyn!
Thank you.
literally right behind the stage, which is the truck. So Jeremy Corbyn's inside. There's a big audience looking our way, just to the other side of the stage.
I feel like we're just going to tease you. So Jeremy is now going to go off stage. He'll be back. He'll be back, I promise. All the build-up will be worth it. Just ahead of Jeremy, we've got Amal from Amenta, who is one of the community inventors.
Was all those millions that got involved in the social media campaign of saying the world doesn't have to be like this. And if ever there was an object lesson about what austerity really means and what poverty really means in Britain, look at the disaster of Grenfell Tower. Not one of those people need or should have died. Every single one of them could and should have been protected. But somewhere along the line, there was a whole system that led to them living in a fire trap. I take my hat off. I take every salute possible given to the fire brigade, the ambulance workers, the paramedics and the police who went in there to try and save lives. They went in with incredible bravery because of their determination to save life in that desperate towering inferno. A towering inferno where the poor died in the richest borough in Britain. It's simply wrong. And the hypocrisy and the utter hypocrisy of government ministers and others who queued up in the chamber over there in the House of Commons to heap praise on the emergency services the following day to cut their wages by refusing to lift the pay cap. The hypocrisy is absolutely unbelievable. But the election campaign showed something else. 2 years ago, we were looking for an alternative to an economic strategy which essentially said that the financial crisis of 2008 has to be paid for by balancing the books on the backs of the poor, most vulnerable and most needy in our society. This election campaign said something very, very different. Grenfell taught us a message about housing. Taught us a message that so many people are frightened of living in tower blocks, frightened of the danger, frightened of the insecurity, and so many sleeping on our streets and trying to survive, and so many children growing up in overcrowded, damp, overpriced, private rented accommodation. That is the face of modern Britain with the Tories. That is the face of modern Britain with austerity. End austerity and invest in the future. Invest in decent housing. And opportunities for everyone else. Because the election campaign was presented as a kind of walk in the park for the Tories. And it all changed. It all changed when people began to realise that the social care crisis is a crisis made by this government. Is a million people not getting the social care they need? Many women having to give up their life chances, career opportunities, or jobs just to care for a needy relative or somebody that should be getting the social care that should be provided by all the rest of us. And so the campaign turned. It turned because something different was on offer. People began to realise that we don't have to go down the road of the neocon economics that we've been taught for the past 40 years. That you allow the rich to become impossibly rich, you allow them to put as much money as they want to in tax havens, and somehow or other, by some magic money tree that's planted on some tax haven somewhere, there's going to be a bit of trickle down that will help the rest of the community. I tell you what, the only magic money tree I know is the one that allows people not to pay the taxes they ought to be paying. And so, we will fight for a Brexit from the European Union that protects jobs, living standards and workers' rights. We will fight to protect the rights of European nationals living here so they get full rights. Those that stood before us to gain us the right to vote, to gain women the right to vote, to gain a degree of social justice in society, that walked the walk to support the miners during the great miners' strike of 84-85, those that stood for justice on so many occasions, eventually are vindicated. Vindicated in the way the Hillsborough families have been vindicated in the way that so many others have been. And what this election campaign, this anti-austerity movement, this current mood in British politics has done, is unleashed the ideas and the imagination, unleashed that day-to-day conversation on every street corner, every cafe and every pub, of how differently this country could be run. The Tories are in retreat. Austerity is in retreat. The economic arguments of austerity are in retreat. It's those of social justice, of unity, of people coming together to oppose racism and all those that would divide us that are the ones that are moving forward. This is the age of imagination. This is the age in which we will achieve that decency and social justice that we all crave. That is what brings us here together today. That's what keeps us here today, together today. And that will take us forward in the future to build a better society that we want for our children and all those who come after.
Red roses behind the stage, so I don't know if they're being handed to them at the front, but we can't see them behind the stage. So we can hear it so well, the crowd may seem a bit muted from here because we're behind the stage. That was big bench, says half past four.
Give it up for Jeremy Corbyn!
There's scaffolding on big bench, they're restoring Parliament. Building, the sun may wish it would restore what goes on inside.
It's not an emotional person.
I was trying to get that Hare Krishna, but I moved off too fast.
Yeah.
Let's conclude today outside Burger King. There's a demo about veganism and some nice music. So it's always stopped to think whether your phone may be the cause of another's unhappiness. And there's a group there, they've all got white masks on, standing outside Burger King, home of the Whopper on Leicester Square. And some of them are holding laptop computers showing footage from factory farms.
And you know what, I try to reduce my buying game.
Well, in graphic content, this footage is from earthlings.com. Watch the video, find out why we are here. And on the ground, Chalk says, watch the video to find out why we are here, earthlings.com. Hashtag the earthlings experience. And cardboard scientists, we are all one. Spread love, not hate. Girls Got Science says, be kind, be vegan, warning, this footage contains graphic content, footage taken from www.earthlings.com, nature, animals, humans, make the connection. Another sign says, are you also paying for animal torture? And all been held by individuals holding computers showing video. It's a standard dairy farming, the images on it from a factory farm. So it's after the protest we went to during the day, which ended a few hours ago.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.